Good evening again. This evening we're going to be focusing, as I've already said, on healing. And the passage that we're looking at tonight is Matthew 4. If you just want to pop that up, that'd be great on the screen. So Matthew 4. So here we read about Jesus' ministry at this point in Galilee. Let's read. It says, Jesus ministered from place to place throughout all of the province of Galilee. He taught in the synagogues, preaching the hope of the kingdom realm and healing every kind of sickness and disease among the people. His fame spread everywhere. Many people who were in pain and suffering with every kind of illness were brought to Jesus for their healing. Epileptics, paralytics, and those tormented by demonic powers were all set free. Everyone who was brought to Jesus was healed. This resulted in massive crowds of people following him, including people from Galilee, Jerusalem, the land of Judah, the region of the 10 cities known as the Decapolis, and beyond the Jordan River. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So here in this passage, we see Jesus going about his business. He's Jesus the healer. And he's the son of God the healer. In Exodus 15, it tells us, I am the Lord who heals you. So here we have God the healer, and here is his son the healer. A Christ who follows in the way of his father. And Peter in Acts tells the people about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So healing was an integral part of Jesus' ministry. This is the Jesus that we meet in Matthew 4. There are a few things that I want to pick out this evening before we move in later on to a time of ministry. We're looking at the kingdom, faith, and wholeness. So the kingdom, what do I mean by this? What is Jesus doing as he's ministering in Galilee? Yes, he's out, he's teaching, but above all, he's pointing to the kingdom of God. We're told in Matthew 4, if we go back and read it again, it says, Jesus ministered from place to place throughout all the province of Galilee. He taught in the synagogues, preaching the hope of the kingdom realm, the kingdom of God, and healing every kind of sickness and disease among the people. These miraculous signs and wonders are a sign of the inbreaking of God's kingdom, the inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven. These are little moments. We hear about these people who are brought, epileptics, paralytics, every kind of disease. These are little moments that we read about quite briefly here in this passage. For these people that were healed, these are life-changing moments, aren't they? Life-changing moments. These are little moments when heaven touches earth. When heaven breaks in, here the kingdom of God comes close. It comes close to those that Jesus has healed. When Jesus sends out the disciples in Luke 10, he tells them, heal the sick and tell them what? The kingdom of God is near you now. The kingdom of God has broken in, and here they are touching the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus is ministering. He is telling people. He's teaching in the synagogues. But above all, he is pointing to the inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, we're told in Revelation, is what? The dwelling place of God. The dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. In this kingdom, there is full and wholesome healing. Death is overcome in the love of God. In his dwelling place there are no more tears. There's no more pain. There's no more sickness. There's no more grief or distress. This is where we have ultimate healing. Full healing in the kingdom of heaven, where we're ultimately made whole, made well. But what is happening when we see healing here on earth? We see healing here on earth as a glimpse of heaven. That's why we pray, isn't it, in the Lord's Prayer? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying for a little bit of heaven to be here with us on earth right now. This is the kingdom of heaven touching earth, the inbreaking of God's kingdom. So we'll be eager to see that tonight. Are we open to seeing those little moments when heaven touches earth? Those kingdom glances, or glimpses even. Those kingdom glimpses. So we're thinking about the inbreaking of God's kingdom, but are we expecting this in faith? Are we expecting this in faith? Many times in the Gospels, when Jesus heals somebody, he says what to them? Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you. He says this over and over and over again. He says it to the woman with the issue of blood when she reaches out and she touches the hem of his cloak. When the 10 lepers are healed, the 10 lepers, only one comes back. The 10 lepers with the blind beggar outside Jericho, with the centurion and his servant, with the Canaanite woman whose daughter is possessed by the demon, with the woman who washes Jesus' feet. He says to them, your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you. What does he mean? Jesus is recognizing these people's faithful approaching. He looks on their faith. He locks in on it. When Jesus looks upon these people, he's referring to their faith in him, their confidence in him. It's his power that leads to their healing, but their faith connects with the healer. There's something within them that connects with Christ in that moment. In their faith and their confidence, they believe in his power. These people have heard about him, haven't they? They've heard about him moving around Galilee. People come to him. We're told that many, many people follow Jesus. So they hear about him, but ultimately they believe. They faithfully follow after him. They seek him. So are we faithfully seeking him tonight? Does our faith connect with our healer? Are we connecting on a faith and a heart level this evening? Are we earnestly seeking after his healing, his filling, but his salvation? Because in the salvation that Christ brings is our ultimate healing. When we spend eternity with him. I'm not just talking about physical healing. Yes, we have pain and our bodies break down in many ways, but Carlin was talking this morning as introducing the service. This is about wholeness, about whole healing. It's about mind and body and spirit and heart and strength. Do we have faith that Jesus heals in the whole person? Jesus is interested in us as whole people, isn't he? He looks inwardly at the heart. Are we opening all of ourselves to him this evening? Are we bringing him our pains, the things within our bodies that need healing, but also, what about difficult relationships? Brokenness, loneliness, traumatic experiences, trauma. Are we offering all of that with confidence and faithfulness? Because it's that Jesus sees when he looks on us. He sees everything. He sees the whole of us. So maybe we're sitting here tonight thinking, I have this problem with my arm. I have this problem with my arm. When if this is okay, then that's fine. What about the inward? What about the thing that happened 3 weeks ago in our childhood? The thing that is buried deeply within us that really needs the touch of Jesus Christ this evening? Are we willing to be open and vulnerable? Because there is a vulnerability in this, folks. There is a vulnerability in this, but this is a safe place. Christ is here. You're amongst friends. People who long to see you in your fullness, in your wholeness, as Christ longs to see you in your fullness and your wholeness. And do we believe? We read in the Bible that Jesus is the same, isn't he? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus healed in the past, therefore we must believe that he heals today, and he will heal. But what about the times when we hear Jesus say, wait, patience? What about the times when it doesn't happen in our time scale? In our linear sort of chronological thinking? What about when Jesus heals the blind man at Bethesda? Bethesda. It's not instantaneous, is it? We go and let's have a wee look at this. So they came to Bethesda, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, do you see anything? Do you see anything? The man looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. This healing wasn't instantaneous. Jesus laid his hand on this man not once but twice. Sometimes it might be that for a while we just see trees walking around, that we don't see in the fullness just yet. There's a patience, and yes, faithfulness is key in that. Faithfully patient and in the waiting. So maybe that's something you need to be bringing before God this evening. Are you watching trees walking around and thinking, when will these trees become people? We have spoken quite a bit about wholeness over the last while. And there are times in our lives where we feel incomplete, where our completeness is lost, when our sense of wholeness is no longer there, when we lose our peace of mind. Let's look at the next slide. So let's have a wee look at this screen. Anybody want to give that a go, how to pronounce that? I'll tell you. So it's diasozo, okay? Diasozo is this. If you click on it, it should come up. That's great. So diasozo means to be made well, to be made whole. This idea of sozo, spiritual salvation and wholeness. Spiritual and salvation together. There's a chain of restaurants in North Belfast called Sozo. Which got me a little confused whenever I looked, Googled this and thought, no, this isn't on the Shore Road or the Antrim Road. What's this about? But when we go there, I always think about this. Sozo, healing, wholeness. Sometimes we feel whole when we've had a very full lunch and a very full belly. We feel whole. But here, healing, spiritual salvation. When Jesus says to the woman who's washing his feet, is her ailment physical? It's spiritual, isn't it? She's desperate for salvation, for a touch of Jesus' goodness. And he says to her, your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you whole. Again, Jesus points to this idea of total wholeness, of spirit and body, to a healing of the person at the very depths of us, to the very depths of us. And if you look at this concept of shalom, if you know anything about Hebrew, you know that people will use shalom in greeting to one another. They say shalom, means peace, or peace be with you. But shalom is used quite a bit in the Old Testament to describe different things. So in the Old Testament, shalom could be used to describe a wall, okay? A wall that is complete, a wall that has no gaps, a wall that has no fissures in it. It is solid and secure, complete, whole, and there's peace in that wall. There's shalom in that wall because it is firm, secure. It can mean the completeness of something that has many parts. Like bricks in a wall, when they are complete, they are shalom. It can mean the well-being. When David goes, when the Israelites are fighting the Philistines, David goes to his brothers and he checks on their shalom. Are they shalom? Are they peaceful? Are they well? Are they complete? What is their well-being? What happens when our shalom breaks down? When our shalom breaks down? When the wall isn't so complete? When we feel that it's fallen apart? When we lose our security? What happens then? What happens then if we just flip on? Next one. This is our wall. This is our shalom. Our wall that is shalom. It is peaceful. It is secure. It is complete. If you go on to the next one. And the next one. And the next one, please. That's great. Okay. So what happens when our wall breaks down, when our shalom has broken down? Jesus is the complete shalom, isn't he? He comes to bring us completeness, to make us complete, to make us whole, to make us well. In Jesus, we are whole. We're told that Jesus comes, bring the next one, Jesus comes as the Prince of Shalom, and there will be no end to his shalom. So this evening, are we coming before God? We're looking this evening for that inbreaking of the kingdom, aren't we? To see those little glimpses of heaven, those little moments when heaven touches earth. That when we pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that it would be on earth as it is in heaven. In a little while, I'll encourage you to step forward in faith, to faithfully approach people, or to approach Jesus. As people in the New Testament approached Jesus in confidence, in faith, when Jesus looked on, locked onto their faith, and he saw it. I'm going to ask you to come in faith to receive anointing or prayer for healing. And this evening I encourage you to come forward for whatever it is that God has placed on your heart this evening. Whether that is a physical thing, whether that is a problem that you really want God's touch on, whether that is a real emotional issue, a broken relationship, hurt that needs God's touch this evening, I really encourage you to come forward. To feel free to come forward and to be prayed for, because we're actually seeking Christ's shalom. We're looking for his healing, for the wholeness of who we are and the depths of our being. That inner self that only Jesus knows, that's where we're looking for him to touch. We're looking for his wholeness to be made well. There's a quote from Martin Luther that I just love. It says, prayer is a climbing up into the heart of God. So we are going to climb up into the heart of God tonight. We're going to pray, and we're going to come forward for prayer. Then I invite the guys to come up and lead us in a song, and then afterwards, before we sing our second, I'll introduce our time of ministry and prayer. So let's stand, and I'm going to pray for us all. Lord Jesus Christ, in you we are complete. In you is full healing and wholeness. In you we find our shalom. Lord, that which is broken this evening, we pray you would just come and touch. Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would just break any hesitancy that there is, anything that's holding people back from responding this evening. I pray that you would just break that. That you would strengthen us and empower us to come before you faithfully this evening, earnestly seeking after you in faith and in confidence.